Good evening, everyone. This is VR Podcasting with an adjunct update, addition, whatever, to my boo yesterday, where I talked about problem or issue or sort of phenomena or even whatever that I encountered when put into first class on a Virgin train from London Euston, from Birmingham New Street to London Euston. On the 17th of May 2013 at 18:10. I keep going for the 12-hour clock thing. It's been really interesting. I've asked for people's comments, and by goodness, I've got them, which is great. I've kind of rolled with the punches to some extent, although I don't really think the punches have hit home in some respects, because I don't think they were worthy of that in some respects. The main ones being that I shouldn't have accepted the food and when travelling in the first class carriage. And even a comment that was that if I play the system then I get fat called on it, then I expect to take the flak. No, it's not like that at all. The food is part of the service. And the way I'll explain this is to actually tell the story, and I'll at Virgin Trains this as well, so that we've got a balance before I actually do the written complaint. And I'll talk a little bit about the written complaint procedure and how that's a bit messy, really, in my opinion, because I didn't elaborate much on that, I don't think. So the story was that a few weeks before this incident, I was assisted to a similar train at a similar time. Different train manager, clearly. And what happened was station staff were taking me down the platform and about to put me in standard class. And the train manager saw me from the platform and said, "Oh no, put him in first class, out of the way." And I think I referred to this yesterday, but he literally said, "No," and he meant out of the way in a kind of humorous sense, you know, "Well, no need for him to be in standard class at all, you know, we'll put him in first class." And I said, "You know, are you sure?" He said, "Oh, absolutely, you know," and he did that. And then the lady, I explained, didn't I, that she that was on this the most recent of my incident, she was on that train, and she was the serving stewardess at the time on the previous journey with Scottish Man, you know. And so, and she came and she offered me a drink, and I said, I smiled and kind of said, "Oh, I'll have a cup of tea then, please." And I thought, well, fair enough, you get a cup of tea. And then she came around and said, "Oh, what drink would you like?" I said, "I've only just had my cup of tea." And she goes, "Oh, no, you get..." And then listed the whole things that I get. And she said, "It's, you know, as you're in first class, that's what you get." And I got all those things. And every so often, this guy, every time he came through the ticket, he either came through specifically to speak to me because I was by the... I don't know if you know, but by the buffet car, normally there's like a seat and a little kind of booth area where the train manager's office effectively is. And that's when they can communicate then down the whole train. So if you imagine the train has almost like a spinal cord of communication, because it would be ridiculous to have, you know, several coaches even. But certainly when you've got sort of 12 or 13 coaches and no communication between you and the various people who are the staff on the train. So... you know, so that's what he does. So he would come back every so often and say, "Oh yeah, well, I've called Euston for you now, and they said it's absolutely fine." It wasn't Ken Bruce, by the way, but it sounded a bit like him. And they're gonna sort you out there when they get to Euston. We'll call for assistance for you, and I hope you're enjoying the food. And thanks. And you know, it was all like that. And that again, it's a concession, okay, everyone. It is a concession. I understand that it is not a right. It is a concession, okay. So. At risk of having to repeat myself again, which I will do if necessary, I know what it is. It's a concession. I think, though, regarding this concession, it should be put into some kind of policy, because there will be health and safety issues. There will be reasons why they don't want you to stand in second class. And I can guarantee all of you, I would think, down to a man or woman, that if you were in a situation where you fell and you broke your head or something on a table because you were standing, you'll be looking for some kind of compensation. You might not. Maybe I'm misjudging you all. But I think most of us would be looking for some recompense if that happened. they don't want you to stand. We live in a litigious society. And so people, you know, they don't, it's too risky for companies. So there will be a health and safety element to this. I'm absolutely sure about that. They don't want you to be standing, to not be seated. I would think they're probably not even allowed to do that, to knowingly put you on a train where you say you're going to stand. And if you insisted that you would stand, I'm sure they would absolutely swear that that was the case if it ever went to court, if you ever tried to take them to court for falling and hurting yourself. So yes, I'm absolutely sure there's a health and safety element to it. But what there is as well is a lot of common sense, and common sense prevails mostly, I feel, with these sort of situations. But it probably does need a policy element to it. So that, for example, when you have a long journey and the crew changes, this communication cord is updated. So, for example, there'll be a handover of any incidents or anything that's happened on the train, or any toilets that are faulty or whatever, will all be put in some kind of crib sheet for a handover. Then, if that's the case, then obviously the person travelling in first class that's been given that concession, as I called it earlier, will be noted, and they'll know about you. So you don't have to keep trying to tell people and sort of, you know, it's, you know what I mean? It's already there and it's known. So I'm sure all these things could be incorporated into a little update to a policy or procedure that already exists. So, yeah, back to the whole thing about whether you accept first class, the help or not. I mean, if you're offered it, then I don't think there's any wrong in taking it. And the same goes for the food, really. I mean, where does that stop? Do you start, because you don't get reading lamps in standard class, so do you say, well, I actually could have, because I'm partially sighted or because I've got some residual vision, I'll use the lamp because it's getting a bit dark in the carriage. Oh, no, I won't, because it's first class and I don't have a right to use the lamp. Or you know, there's the you get a reclining seat and you think, well, okay, well, I better not recline my seat because it's a first class privilege, it doesn't belong to standard class, so I won't do it. I won't stretch my legs because I've got a bit more stretch room in standard class. I don't understand where this whole thing about it was never about me talking about entitlement, and it was never about me, I don't know, somehow looking worse as a visually impaired person for accepting the food like I'm some kind of starving Labrador or something. You know, it's not like that. It probably would have looked even worse to have refused it in some way. In fact, the lady was almost, well, what are you on about? You know, of the story I related just now where it all went well. She was, well, of course you would accept, of course you can have it. And it was nothing to do with the fact that she wasn't knowledgeable about the fact that I was a standard class traveller in a first class, seat. She knew that. And even if she didn't, if you're in first class, the assumption is I think, via a policy or a procedure and sort of surrounds all the elements and the points I've made just now, so no need to go back into those. But yeah, I'm slightly sort of surprised, really, about the reaction about the about the food. I mean, can you imagine what he must have looked like walking up with a sort of half drank glass of wine and a sausage roll on a plate, sort of going a bit curly up at the corners because it was getting cold by now, and the salad looking a bit old as he sort of whisked it off and up the train, only to presumably throw it away. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. It was a silly thing to do. And that brings me on to my last point. I was talking to another VI person today. Actually met him in person. He may decide to boo this or not. We had a chat about it, said he might. But his experience, and he was on a similar train service and felt that the treatment that he got was from a person that might well have matched the description that I gave of my experience and the voice type and whatever of the guy. So I'm not accusing anyone here, but I'm saying that there is definitely, he talked about the same problem where he was basically called a liar for saying that he'd been offered the standard, he'd been sat in standard class by station staff and so on. And actually he was travelling from Birmingham New Street as well. So from Birmingham New Street to London. I'm not going to make any more of that unless he decides to boo it. That's up to him, but it's there anyway. As a final point, because I don't see until there's anything new that me adding anything more than this will be anything other than just going round in circles. And for some of you, I'll just have to agree to differ, which is fine. Is that I will be taking it up on advice from some professionals in terms of customer service and whatever that I should take this up, just at the very least to get clarity. I'm not after compensation. You know, I had first-class treatment, albeit that the guy took my food away. But I'm not after that, and I will tell a story another day of how I actually sought to avoid being compensated for something when I would have deserved it. But no, this is not about compensation. It's just about trying to get awareness, and it's been really good to have people's different opinions, even though they might not necessarily be. Ones that I would have necessarily expected in terms of the points of disagreement, but that's okay. You know, I asked for it, so it's good, and it's fine. And I'm big, strong, and can, you know, deal with such things. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, that's it, I think. And I will speak to you all soon. And thank you for your comments. And yeah, well, of course, feel free as I update you to further comment and stuff. And bye for now. Yeah, I knew there'd be a PS. The PS is that the other reason that I'm going to complain or highlight it is because I think the complaints procedure is a bit iffy as well, because I recounted the whole of this on the phone to Journey Care, which is part of the complaints process, and who deal with your journey and the care of you in your journey, I guess. Even though I'd told the whole story on the phone, that wasn't enough. They want me to write in, which I can do, I can email, but they also want a copy of the ticket, which obviously if you're VI, that could be difficult. I think that you should be able to complain just on the phone, but for some reason, they won't take that as read. So I don't know what they would do about that, but I'd like to think that there would be another way of dealing with this matter, because I don't really see how you could send your ticket, because my ticket won't actually prove anything. My ticket won't prove that I was on that service, because I bought an anytime kind of travel thing. So I bought the ticket a few days before in order to travel to my destination. So I would think the ticket wouldn't prove anything. It doesn't say on it an 1810 to whatever, it just says what the destination, so the starting station and the end station. So I don't see what's going to be achieved. So I think that really writing something is possibly easier for them to read and then sort of edit and respond to or whatever. But I think it's almost like a red herring to some extent, because again, I don't see that what my sending in ticket will prove. It doesn't prove that I was on that particular train. That's more a note to Virgin, who will be copied into this. But yeah, that's it. Thanks. Bye.